This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the great peace that we have in God, living holy and free and separated from sin. And truly, I'm thanking God. The scripture says, great peace have they that love thy law. And we love the laws of God, which is the word of God. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our elders, missionary, evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. God have opened up this door, and we're hoping to bring you knowledge, more knowledge about God, more knowledge about the Lord, more knowledge about what it means to be a son. And I was thinking about when you live for God, thus and thus and thus. That's what this is all about, this broadcast today. What happens when you live for God? And if you live for God, you must obey the word. Choir is coming forth. Obey the word. Thank God.
Obey the word and sin not. My humble doubt. Believe in my doubt. Repent from my ways and suffer loss. I gain. Trust you is my Lord.
Right here where all things created that are in heaven and earth. For here where all things created and by him all things consist. So likewise I am being made again, this time reborn of God's Spirit. His yoke I've took and learned of him, and true righteousness that we should show forth, not governed by the cares of this world, no more caught up in the gods of this world. I sacrifice to die with Christ, my flesh I must deny, just to please.
Choir. Holiness living. Able to sing the songs of Zion. This is God's Covenant Church. We keep God's commandments. We keep God's word. We are able to do that because someone took a stand one day. Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, they stood for holiness, keeping God's commandments. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to have a poem by our sister Tatum before we get into When You Live for God. Before we have our Sister Tatum coming, our Deacon Debbie announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for our Sister Tatum. She have a poem. Thank God for our Sister Tatum. Yes. What does the poem, what is it all about, Sister Tatum?
It's Thank about God. How God chooses the time to work miracles or whatever he does. He chooses the time to do it.
All right, Elder Miles accompanying.
I'm thanking God for leadership. Whatever and whenever God blesses me to write, the words are always from the teaching I receive through God's great anointed. Everything I have, everything I am that's good, and everything I hope to be comes through the leadership of God's Covenant Church. And through leadership, I'm yet finding out God chooses the time. You can't choose a time for God to work a miracle. You can't choose a time for God to end the trial or test. You can't choose a time for God to solve a difficult problem. But the time that God chooses, you can rest assured that time is best. But the time we think that God should work a miracle, and the time we may think he should end a trial or test, and if he solves our problems in the time we have expected, how can we exercise patience, endurance, faith, and all the rest? How can we sing and meditate on his goodness? How he never fails, how he's never, never late. How can we believe he can bless and give us courage if for his coming we never have to wait? How can we believe or testify joy cometh in the morning if we never had to endure any suffering for a night? Or believe we have to go through much pain and woes and sorrow in order to be made into God's holy light? How can we look forward to his word he never leave us? Or how could we remember if in our time he will always come to rejoice in waiting when he said he wouldn't forsake us, if we never had to pray and let his perfect will be done? For it's all in faith and praying, trusting in his mighty word, and believing he will answer if we obey the word we have heard. And God's time is the right time, but he's a God of mighty power. And all we have to do is wait for his time, his place, his hour. For he blesses when we seek to enter not into temptations. And he blesses when he sees us overcoming trials and tribulations. And it is he who chooses in his own time to take us through. And you can rest assured that time is best for me or you.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. So true. Yes. And I'm encouraged behind the poem. I'm encouraged behind our choir. Yes. These strive to please God. They strive to obey the word. Yes. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scriptures. And I don't just believe one, I believe them all. I believe everything that's written. And if you wanna not believe one, you might as well chunk the Bible, chunk the compilation of scripture and forget about it. Let's go to St. John 15:18. Because there's certain fruit you encounter when you live for God. Just like the Lord said, except a man deny himself, he cannot be my disciple. And the world will tell you in a minute, and I say it's the world because they are churchgoers. We're just sinners in Zion. If you haven't denied yourself of sin, you are not the Lord's disciple. You just think you are. And you've been told you are, but you're not, according to the scripture. We have to believe God according to what's written.
Yes.
St. John 15 and 18, Deacon Franny.
If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
Well, I don't think too many people realized that Jesus was hated. And he wasn't hated because he gave and did miracles. He was hated because of his righteousness. Yes. And that should be conveyed today. Yes. When you live for God, mm-hmm. you're going to be hated.
That's right.
You're going to be hated of all men. It doesn't matter whether it's your mother, father, sister, mm-hmm. brother, your culture, your race.
That's right.
Your group at work, wherever, your neighborhood. When you live for God, people are going to hate you, and you have to deny yourself.
Yes.
Of feeling bad about that.
That's right.
It's about pleasing God, not about being rejected.
Yes, Pastor.
Read it again.
If the world hate you.
If the world hate you.
Mm-hmm. Ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
What does the 23rd verse say?
23. He that hateth me hateth my Father also.
Now, so many hate the covenant keepers because we obey the word.
Yes.
And many might say, you think you're the only one saved. That's true. Only those that obey God's word are saved.
Yes.
And if you don't have the word, you've been born again, but of corruptible seed.
Yes, Pastor.
Because many lives have changed, but it don't mean you've changed to please God. He that hateth me hateth my Father
also. Yes.
Because the Father is God. The Father is the Word.
Yes.
And the Word is 10 precepts.
That's right.
It's so plain, but yet the natural man cannot see that if you do not have a mind to truly live for God. Let's mm-hmm. go to Revelation.
All right.
19 and 12.
Yes.
Now I can say these things, but I need to back up what I'm saying with the scripture.
Yes, Pastor.
And I pray that God open up your understanding. I have no doubt that he will if you are a sheep, because he that hath an ear is going to hear.
Yes, Pastor.
And he says, my sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
And I'm lifting up the voice of God when I lift up the word.
Go ahead.
The
That's
words
right.
of God.
Yes, Lord.
And if you cannot hear it, that means you're not a sheep. That's
right.
what the scripture says. And I believe what's written.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
19 and 12, Revelation.
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
All right, what?
And on his head were many crowns.
Now that's the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Jesus is. He is the Father without the flesh. When flesh came, he became a son.
Yes.
But this is God.
Yes.
Eyes were as a flame of fire.
Mm-hmm. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew. But he himself.
Many today said, well, that name is Jesus. We know that now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just Jesus. Many don't know that God's name is the Word.
That's right.
They also don't know his name is the commandments. Because
yes.
that's what the Word is.
Yes.
They also don't know he's law.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that.
All right.
It's the same.
Yes.
Name written, no man knew but he himself. What?
Mm-hmm.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
What?
And his name is called the Word of God.
Clothed with a vesture mm-hmm. dipped in the Spirit
right.
of God.
Right.
That vesture was flesh.
Yeah.
And at one point in his life, it was dipped in the Spirit of God. Right. That means he was baptized.
That's right.
Because all of us have to be dipped in the Word.
Yeah.
The water
mm-hmm.
is the Word.
Yes.
We have to be washed. He was
Thank
dipped
God.
In there too.
Yes, Pastor.
Don't That's call right. and email me. Or I haven't given my email, but
All
don't
right,
text me about that. That's the revelation.
Right.
But he was dipped in blood. His name is called the Word. He's yet called the Word. Jesus' name is the Word.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
God's name is the Word, the Word of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 2 and 7.
Right.
Let's see what the scripture is saying. Mm-hmm. When you live for God, you need to know these things.
Yes.
His name is called the Word. Mm-hmm. And the Word is forever.
It's forever.
Because in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
We find out the Word's name is Jesus.
All right.
And we also found out the Word is the commandments.
Go ahead.
That's what the scripture said.
That's right, Pastor.
The Lord said, believe on me as the scripture says, hath said.
Yes.
Not what some jackleg preacher telling you, oh, the commandments was done away with. That's what you say. But the Lord didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
1 John 2 and 7, what does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment.
Now here's the one that walked with him.
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you. What?
But an old commandment.
Old commandment. Now, what commandment is any older than God? Because the old commandment is the Word. What does it say?
Yes. But an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
So wait a minute. Say, no, only the Word is from the beginning. But old commandments from the beginning too.
All right.
So who else is from the beginning but God?
All right.
How many things from the beginning?
Just that one.
It's just God.
Yes.
An old commandment which we had, which ye had.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. What?
The old commandment is the Word.
Old commandment is the Word.
Which,
now.
Mm-hmm.
Most people call the old commandment the golden rule. This ain't a rule that's golden.
All right.
This is a rule that's forever.
All right.
This is a rule that has been always been.
All right.
From the beginning.
Yes.
This is a rule that don't have no beginning.
Right.
But it's from our beginning.
All
isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
That you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the Word which you have heard from the beginning. Let's go to Genesis 1 and 3. Let's see
all
if that's
right,
true.
Because
it's true. We heard that from the beginning because he said, let there be light. That's
yes.
what the Word talking.
Mm-hmm.
That was the commandments talking.
Yeah. Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I said, Pastor, I hear you saying, how can a commandment talk?
Yeah.
It was God.
Mm-hmm.
How can a spirit talk? They don't need no through God. God is the spirit.
All right.
The spirit talks. God talks.
Yes, Pastor.
Hey, through God, it was God.
Right.
1 and 3, what does it say? Genesis.
Genesis 1 and 3. And God said, let there be light.
And God is spirit? Didn't he talk?
Mm-hmm.
Let there be light. That was the Word talking.
Yes. And
we heard that from the
light.
That's the first thing we heard God say. Mm-hmm. Let there be light.
Yes.
We heard it through Moses.
Yes.
We should know that. How many know that? So, oh, the commandments can't talk. Yeah, it can.
Thank God.
Because the commandments is the Word.
Yes,
and
yes.
the Word talks.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
2 and 16, what does it say?
All right. It says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Now, wait a minute. So what was God doing? Huh? He was talking. And anything God say is commanded.
Mm-hmm.
That's his commandment.
Yes.
Because it's him.
Right.
He commanded the man.
Right.
That was from the beginning.
All right, Pastor.
And those commandments mean having no gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't tell you all the rest of the nine. Told Adam, don't have any gods before me.
That's
in other
right.
words, don't eat of this tree. Don't touch that.
Right.
Read it again.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
But what?
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Well, the scripture says sin is the transgression of God's
that's
law.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the commandment.
Yes, it is.
So he had he disobeyed, he would have been in sin. And he was
right.
when he disobeyed. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 1.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor.
When you live for God, you should know these things.
That's right.
And if you don't know them, that's because you don't live for God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't live for God, that means you don't have the one that God sent
right.
to bring
yes.
you out from bondage.
Yes.
Because bondage is the thing that keeps you from living
yes.
for God.
Yes.
It's called sin. 4 and 1, Deuteronomy. What does it say? We just read a portion of that earlier.
Right.
4 and 1.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you.
What?
For to do them.
So wait a minute. People say, oh, I know the golden rule. I know that.
Yeah.
I read the commandments. But you got to be still taught. And say, don't anybody teach me. I can read that. There's depths in that.
Right.
You have to be taught. commandments.
That's right.
To do them.
Mm-hmm.
Teach you for to do them.
That ye may live.
What?
And go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
So wait a minute. I don't care what you say. Somebody got to teach you how to entreat this.
Yes.
Or you cannot implement it.
That's right.
So let's not say, oh, I know. No, you don't.
Yes, Pastor.
If you're being corrected, that means you don't know what the word is saying to you. Yes, you don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
Anybody with common sense knows that Sunday was added as a day of rest for the Christian.
That's right.
That's not the day of rest for the Christian. The day of rest for the Christian is the same day for the Jew. Because the Christian and the Jew is the same. When you live for God, you should know that.
All right.
We have one day that was made for man, that man of God.
Yes.
The seventh day, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, thy God.
My God, yes, Lord. Beautiful.
First day of the week is not the Sabbath of the Lord. You may regard it as the Sabbath, your Sabbath, but it's not the Sabbath of the Lord. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Yes.
And if he's your Lord, your day should be the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not observing it, you are sinning.
Yes. Neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
What?
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
Wait a minute, we should know that.
Because
that is the word. The commandments is the word.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
All right.
Moses, the model preacher, sent down to Egypt to bring the people out of bondage.
Yes.
And it's the same thing today. God's anointed is sent to bring the people out of bondage.
That's right.
You can be held hostage in many things the way you think.
Yes.
I believe it's a scripture in Galatians, pulling down the imagination of every thought.
Yes.
So don't get caught up and think, oh, I know what I see. No, you don't.
Right.
If God's telling you seeing wrong, you should believe it.
Yes.
God gave every indication about what can come in your mind and what you see. Don't make it real.
Yes.
But you don't, I don't doubt you see it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
So you cannot get caught up in nothing but what God is saying.
Yes.
You have to. You can't depend on what you see.
That's right.
You can't. So I know what I saw. I know what I see. You might know what you see, but how do you know what the intention might be for? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. 10 and 12, Pastor.
10 and 12, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. And now Israel.
Now Israel.
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What doth the Lord thy God require?
Mm-hmm.
When you live for God, you should know what the requirements are.
All right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Everybody should know what the requirements are. Yes. But many times people say, I'm a Christian, I love God. But what is love?
All right.
Keeping of God's commandments.
We should know that.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody don't know that.
Right, Pastor.
But here it's telling you. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee but what?
But to fear the Lord thy God.
Fear the Lord thy God.
To walk in all his ways.
So walk in all his ways. So someone has got to make known his ways to the people. That's why it says in Ephesians, till we all come into the unity of the faith, unto the knowledge of the Son. Somebody got to tell you that.
Go ahead. Yes, Pastor.
So I don't think that's the knowledge of God's Son. You go on your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to bring it to you.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways.
What?
And to love him.
To love him. What?
Mm-hmm. And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
How is that serving God? You got people going to church in shorts.
That's right.
Any old kind of way. How is that loving God with all your heart?
Mm-mm.
But wait a minute. Let them get someone they were trying to impress. They'll put on a tux, the
right,
best
Pastor.
They can put on to impress them.
Right, Pastor.
But God, they come with sandals,
mm-hmm.
right. shorts now, half naked, and don't understand that's not serving God with all your heart.
Right.
Serving God with all your heart. Said, Lord, you got my, you just tell them what to do. But no, they come telling you what it should be, what, how things are, how they see things, not how God is seeing them.
Right.
Different.
Yes, Pastor.
How you gonna serve God? You telling God how things should be. Mm-mm. It just don't work that way, saints. Man, if it wanted to hear my voice, don't work like that. Love God, sir, with all your heart.
And with all thy soul.
What?
To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
It's for our good. 15th verse, what does it say?
Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them.
What?
Even you above all people, as it is this day.
Now, what seed did he choose?
All right.
He chose Abraham's seed, that one that went out without asking questions. Yes. Where are you sending me? What for? He said, unto a land I'll show you.
Yes.
That's that one that's humble.
Yes.
Don't question God, but just like a lamb. Because that's the way every seed like unto Abraham was. Joseph, yes. Jacob, Isaac, Jesus. Every example they just went when God told them. Yes. They never, Peter, drop your nets. Follow this, what they did. Mm-hmm. It was never questioned. That's the model. So if you ain't like that, you're not of that seed. You got to be, because the seed, you know, if you got an apple, the seed going to look just like the apple. You're just like that. You don't ask questions. You don't question God. Not that you can't question God, but you don't put up a fight. There's not one that put up a fight. Not one. You don't see it. You look just like what you come from. That's what you look like. Seed. And he chose that one look just like Abraham. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Moses even. He said, I'm not able. But he didn't say, I ain't going.
That's right.
He said, you'll be all right. And he went. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
16th verse. What does it say?
Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart.
Circumcise the foreskin of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you circumcise that foreskin, you circumcise carnality.
All right.
Yes. That's that mind that resists God. Against the spirit instead of yielding to it. Can't be subject. That's the mind you want to circumcise.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to.
Yes. Thank God. Yes, Pastor.
15th chapter.
15?
No, yes. St. John 14 Saint and 15. John.
Yes.
When you live for God, we should know what love is.
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
say, oh, I love the Lord. Lord, just say love. Love ye one another. He said, what is love? It just means love. Well, what does the scripture say love is? When you live for God, you should know what the scripture say love is. Yes.
Right.
St. John 14:15, what does it say?
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
How many preachers are telling the people keeping God's commandments is love?
Mm-hmm.
How many are telling the people if you break one, you're really not keeping them?
Mm-hmm.
How many tell them that? They don't know that. What's 21st verse say?
Yes. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them,
what?
He it is that loveth
now,
me.
Now, how many churches have the commandments to keep them, but they got crosses and they talk about the cross and how he died for your sins, which he did, and they focus on the blood.
Yes.
And they focus on, now you can't do this. Mm-hmm. That's what they focus on.
Right.
They don't focus on saying, be perfect. Don't sin. They don't focus on deny yourself. They tell him, well, now, ain't nobody's perfect. That's an outright lie, because Jesus didn't say that. The Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. We should know that.
Yes.
When you live for God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
So when you love God's word, when you love the life as a son, God's going to love you.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.